You're listening to the Midwest Indie Media Center podcast, featuring the news, views, and opinions of the press peoples, regionally and from around the world. This is the Midwest Indie Media Center radio podcast.
Welcome everybody. This is another edition of the Midwest Indie Media Radio Hour. I am your host, Zach Riot, and I bring you the news and views of the oppressed peoples from around the world. We're headquartered here on the west side of Cleveland, Ohio. And basically our coverage, news coverage, is from the Midwest and all over the world. And also, I'd like to thank our two stations for broadcasting the Midwest Indie Media Radio Hour. I'm referring to KDX Radio and also Berkeley Liberation Radio for their continuing support of the Midwest Indie Media Radio Hour. And we're getting ready to start today's show. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and play a song. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the X-rays in Canada. That and much, much more coming up here on this week's program. Stay tuned, everybody.
And although my pride is not easy to disturb, yeah, you sent me fire, yeah, when you kicked me to the curb.
I'm sick of this shit. That's why I kicked you to the curb with the quickness. Quit. Ain't nobody in this world should have to live with this. Nope. And so I had to put you out just like cigarettes. And now you're coming back with an apology. I took it, now I'm asking what you want from me. 2, 3, 4, 5 chances. But I think you know already what the answer is. I never put myself in that position. Nope. Even though you tried to show me what I'm missing. But that made it a whole lot worse, girl. Cause truthfully, I'm saying you're the first girl to do me like you did me, so I curse, girl. But I won't put those curses in my verse, girl. Cause I could think of many other words, girl, that explain why I kicked you to the curb, girl. Now you're back again singing the same song.
You sent me fire, yeah, when you kicked me to the curb.
I had to wisen up, I had to wisen up.
You sent me fire, yeah, when you kicked me.
Over with, oh, but it seems you having trouble trying to notice it. Yep. Is there anything to say I haven't said already? No. But you don't stop charging up, you're ever ready. Yo. Back with the same old, yeah. Acting like this happened just a day ago. But it's much more close to 10 months now. I could have found somebody else, I could have settled down. But to you it's all inconsequential. Cause you saying that for you I am essential. And as I'm speaking on this instrumental, yeah, I'm thinking of the things you never meant to do. But everything would happen too frequent, true, as often as every other weekend too. And every time I couldn't find the words, girl, and so I had to kick you to the curb, girl. And now you're back again singing that same song.
You sent me fire, yeah, when you kicked me to the curb.
I had to wisen up, I had to wisen up.
You sent
I had to rise. So that that's it. Done. I really ain't got time for this harassment. Nope. I used to look at you like you an asset. Uh-huh. But now that time is over and I've passed it. You a classic, but not in a good way. Huh? You want me to remember all the good days?
Yeah.
But those memories are so cloudy. And covered by the days when you were rowdy. And I just ain't the one to live with this. No. So you can keep asking for forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
And I can let you have it, but there's no way. I'm ever gonna go back to the old days.
Nope.
And if I was to do that, then the fact is, I didn't learn, cause I be going backwards. And that is not the way that I prefer, girl. That's why I had to kick it to the curb, girl. But now you're back again, singing that same song, girl.
You sent me flying when you kicked me to the curb.
I had to wisen up. I had to wisen up.
You sent me flying when you kicked me.
Welcome back, everybody. Those who tuned in, once again, you're listening to the Midwest Indie Media Radio Hour with your host, Zach Wright. First of all, I want to start off today's show, or this week's show, rather, talking about in Canada. They're ordering the x-rays months before the underwear bomb attempt. Basically the man who attempted to bomb an airplane, he pled guilty in a plane attack. It was back in January of 2010. His name was Umar Farouk. The man was accused of trying to destroy a Northwest Airlines plane carrying 290 people on Christmas Day, but he pled not guilty to U.S. criminal charges. Canada's Transport Minister John Byrd basically reports on that the 23-year-old Nigerian entered his plea today before U.S. Magistrate Judge Mark Randon in Detroit as the flight approached the city's airport. Now, Umar, he ignited his pants leg and he walled the plane while trying to detonate a mixture of explosives he smuggled aboard, according to the prosecutors. Canada ordered airline scanners months ago. Scanner technology was in the works well before events in recent weeks, which is referring to 6th of January of 2010. Transport Minister John Byrd told CTV's Canada AM on Wednesday morning that Canada chose to pursue the high-tech scanner technology months ago, putting an order to manufacturers, quote, before the United States were in the quay and before some of the countries in Europe, end of quote. He said that the scanner technology was in works well before the event in recent weeks, leaving Canadian authorities well informed about the practical concerns of implementing them at national airports. Quote, this is something that we've been working on for about 15 months, said Beard. Now, the reason why I bring this up to your attentions is basically this. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but it doesn't seem like such a big coincidence. And the reason why I say that is because of the fact that, you know, it seems like in Canada that they partially knew about this. Like, they knew what was actually going to happen. And it just doesn't add up. I mean, if you look at our United States government, we started putting in the scanners in majority of the states, I say within sometime early of last year, actually. And a lot of these major airports throughout the United States started putting in those x-ray scanners. And so, all I'm saying to you guys is that apparently our United States government had to know of something going on before this happened. And it seems like now that we're after this, then now they're going to start pushing to get more passengers to use the X-ray scanner, which basically can see through, even through your clothes. Which, for any of my female listeners out there, in my opinion, it makes it makes them be able to see basically your undergarments as well. So yes, be on the lookout for that. And more on that probably a little bit later on in today's program. But for right now, I want to jump into this bit of news coming out of New York. December 30th of 2009, despite being a legal immigrant in the United States since 1986, and despite being the husband of a U.S. citizen and father of four citizen children, Gene Montreville, a long-time community leader and activist, was detained for deportation to Haiti this morning. Mr. Montreville was attending a regular check, and when he was detained by agents of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. Montreville is facing deportation for a 20-year-old conviction, for which he has long since served his sentence. He has never broken any law since. Montreville is a leader in a variety of immigrant rights groups, including Families for Freedom and the NYC New Sanctuary Movement. In his fight for justice on behalf of all immigrants, Mr. Montreville has gained the support of U.S. Reps Gerald Nadler and Nydia Velasquez, and also by New York State Senator Thomas K. Duane and New York State Assemblywoman Deborah Glick. The NYC New Sanctuary Coalition has called an emergency vigil for 6 p.m. Outside the Varick streets of the ICE Detention Center, which will end with a procession to Judson Memorial Church, which is on 55th Washington Square South, for a 6 p.m. service to demand that Mr. Montreville be released and that ICE stops separating our families and communities. Mr. Montreville's wife and children will be present at the service, as well as his many community supporters. Reverend Michael Ellick, who is one of Montreville's pastors at Judson Memorial Church, has stated that, quote, "It is obvious that ICE is trying to tear this good man from his children at this holiday season. We will not rest until Gene is released and returned to his family and until immigration agents stop tearing our families and communities apart," end of quote. Mr. Montreville recently applied to be granted deferred action on his deportation order. Such deferral is within the discretion of the NYC ICE Director of Detention and Removal Operations, Christopher Shanahan. He was detained today before even receiving a response. Deportations to Haiti are especially controversial since that nation suffers from economic, political, and weather-related crises that make it hard to absorb deportees. Haiti's president has formally requested that United States to grant temporary protected status to Haitians, as has been granted to immigrants from other chaotic nations, but President Obama has so far not supported that request. And then some news on that. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take another quick break, and we're going to get into some more news. You are listening to the Midwest Indie Media Radio Hour with your host, Zach Wright. And if you want some more information on us, you can check out our website at www.freewebs.com/WJM. And you can download this via podcast on the Indie Media podcast page, as well as on Radio for All.
Yeah, My man Fish said there's no more heroes, but from the look of my bank account nowadays, I need more zeros. Good fella like Robert De Niro, no court-appointed attorney. Nah, fam, I need a Robert Shapiro, cause I can't fit the glove in my pin code blood. Murder MCs, making them freeze like Sub-Zero.
Fatality.
Backslash back to reality. I'm still in a nutty trying to rap for a salary. It's not all good like peanut butter and celery. Just take a look at the chance I took. I'd rather sleep on the couch than live in a glass house where you can't throw stone like peanut butter. But a wolf, all it takes is one celebrity tastemaker to put you on a tube like the toothpaste maker. But I got more heart than two pacemakers. I'm dumping in a waiter, I'ma holler at you later.
When they tell me to sit and wait here patiently,
cause that ain't what you paying me for. It's not a game, what you playing
me
for.
They tell me that they hear me, but they ain't got no faith in me.
Cause I got a place to go and people to see. And you tryna keep me from what I'm destined to be.
I've been sitting here thinking, wonder why they sleeping. I'm wide awake, red eye writing is still blinking. 4 pages deep in the realest shit I ever wrote. Most of these A&Rs I never know. It's okay though, labels, more cats like Play-Doh. A leader, not a follower, I build like Lego. Fly girls like J-Lo. Touching on a kid while puffing on a cig. I got game like Halo. So I channeled all my talent in the building with my music dudes. We bend corners like a Rubik's Cube. Meaning we never on the main streets, floating down the mainstream. Yeah, we got our feet wet, but y'all know how the game be. Still staying true to the art like Van Gogh. Yeah. Professor X, man of the squad, I'm Van Glore. Yeah. We us when I bust, I'm crushing the damn flow. When it's all up in the name, what you think we stand for?
When they tell me to sit and wait here patiently.
Cause that ain't what you paying me for. It's not a game, what you playing
me
for.
They tell me that they hear me, but they ain't got no faith in me.
Cause I got a place to go and people to see. And you tryna keep me from what I'm destined to be.
Philosopher and scholar man.
Yeah.
Yo, the incomplete is incomplete until we touch our right fists. No one does it like this. Herculean mic grips, night flicks, total eclipse. We're still scribbling from the old land state to not so great Britain. Fakes they hate spitting when requiring them to think deeper. Psychoanalyze my gut. I am a shrink eater. World is in the stink geezer. We need a proper plan. Fine align minds entwined like me and scholar man. From here to Rotterdam, here to getting wound up. Tax man bailing the banks, rise from the ground up. Complex military industry, it means no justice. This just World War III. Man, we won't be free until we break the chains. Turn off the TV, man, release your brains. We get chief for chains, still we must maintain and promote MCs as more than cocaine. Sniffers, snorters, this gets me nauseous. All my true soldiers, ayo, throw your torches.
From the depths of our souls, we reach it for the divine. Brain change to the rhyme, looking out for our kind. The blueprint design, modified for the mind. We gotta climb, true words and it's rhyme. From the depths of our souls, we reach it for the divine. Bring change to the rhyme,
yeah.
Change to the rhyme. We search for commonality, struggling through reality. Trying to make ends meet on minimal salary. From cries of our stomachs, watch the moral of us plummet. We do what we gotta do, the revolution's coming. No longer be divided over waters we decided. Philosopher, scholar man, we light-minded. Brain waves of light, we gon' bring change tonight. We pressing on, moving on, make moves despite cats trying to hold us back, bring down our stats. But these watered down tracks, no innovation in fact. But I'm left intact, regardless the blows thrown. Cape knocked down a king who's been bolted to the throne. We get it on thoroughly, rhyme style is heavily. A new cat with an old soul born in the 70s. An 80s baby, so that means the golden era. Hip hop, a tool to change tracks, taking care of my fam and my folks, those who stand with some hope. Gotta look past your vote, check the fine print rope. What they planning for was slaughter, shoot, find a call. Get yourself ready, humanity will evolve. From the depths of our souls, we reach in for the divine. Brain change to the rhyme, looking out for our kind. The blueprint design, modified for the mind. We gotta climb, true words in its rhyme. From the depths of our souls, we reach in for the divine. Brain change to the rhyme, looking out for our kind. The blueprint design, modified for the mind. We gotta climb, true words in its rhyme.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to another edition of the Midwest Indie Media Radio Hour. I am your host, Zach Wright. I'd like to thank all of you guys for tuning in and listening to this week's program. We are a weekly news report and news opinion show that focuses on news coming from a independent and leftist perspective. And we also specialize in underground hip-hop music. All right, right now I am reading an article from theindiemedia.us. This article is referred to as Think Americans Think. And it states that, therefore, they knew enough to not allow a known terrorist board a plane destined to America without a passport. But they did so anyway, with who a police dog alleges was the man in the orange. U.S. border officials were aware that an alleged extremist was on a Detroit-bound flight on Christmas Day and were ready to question him on landing, according to a report in the Los Angeles Times. Think, Americans, think. Therefore, they knew enough to not allow a known terrorist board a plane destined to America without a passport, but they did so anyways, with who a police dog alleges was the man in orange, carrying a real bomb that thankfully didn't go off. Despite officers' orders ordering the passengers to stay on the unchecked plane for a terrorist plan of mass murder. And basically, it was on board a plane that was near completed, for those who don't quite remember. But don't care really for the rights of any other do you corporate Americans media person. Understand everyone. American media schnooze sexpots refuse us a reckoning. We're still telling Bin Laden did 9/11 single-handedly, while U.S. all-knowing we knows better. But we would rather play the con to see you die as just another woe is me innocent victim suckered for cash profits stolen. We did. While the war criminals make off with bonuses on top of bonuses, and everything is officially escaping your dying gaze. Conned. You call. Who cares for who here? As creator, I can't make you love anything of life worth living for. Try, I beg, just to become alive there. Here, among the stars, we have no equally. And I'm certainly not going to argue with you on doubting the certainty of uncertainty is a universe absent, absolutes found, but timeless fables that go on and on. I have no fear. We can explain everything simply. I believe what you will as atheists, but if you blame God for all our troubles, then you really don't have any to complain about, do you? Believe you will in giving care for life as a blessing received while debating with U.S. my friends against the illegal war criminals escaping further, denying our life's great virtues as a righteous flight for true personal liberty. Justice is what this work wills. Life for everybody will be so incredible as improving. If life was defended fairly by honorable men and women, not these media machines of silence about lawlessness with an opening cast in their fool's getup, as a great sunny outlook on how, if we played our cares for holy cash right, war crimes as big business will send others to their graves to save the economy for super, super rich, as grotesquely deceitful in paradise. And millions are sold this nightmare horrors that is told as no. It's not that 77% of Fox staff support bombing innocent people indiscriminately with intentional lies designed to escape the Zionist neocon pinakers, our numbs would be higher, and why should I even care, victim? To someday they wish to be any president or CEO at one of the major last private money for nothing institutions of trillionaire greed, trillionaire. But ridiculously obscene criminal fraud conducted near in the open, broad daylight style, bystander. What happened to the money, trillionaire? Loss. Loss is a market forces of chaos. Hijinks of such wizardry. It baffles further any in questing ever. And no, we're not lending back the money you gave out freely to the wealthiest of all mankind. We're not hiring, and we don't have a late payment due on that condo we never covered as lent you for back in early of 82. Well, we went back. We won it back. Excuse me. I've never been on physics, but yeah, we all have to be taking the condo and car back from you since you defaulted on our loan. Aggregate, prime set, goal benchmark. Thanks. Have a good day. Or maybe head up a private mercenary firm/army that guns down innocent men, women, and children for more stolen gains and our stolen names. Sounds good to who? See, banksters never cover our loans. We do. And Blackwater, whose loyalty is only a stolen dollar, refused to support the rightful arrest of actual bad guys responsible for 9/11. The bailouts were a crime of cover-ups for every other escaping frauds. And Blackwater lies today to attempt the further escape of Bush and Cheney for stopping real police officers from making the proper arrests. Millions of stolen homes, millions of lives. We, the people, have slowly to understand how serious this is through our continuing ordeal of being drugged down and left for dead, or dying is still needlessly, thoughtlessly, criminally. We have always ways to go until we arrive at a place called free to roam. So we shall begin here on Earth, building a bridge to span the great divides for starters. Bush and Cheney must be arrested as obstructors for a 9/11 terror offense. No questions allowed. Let's go. Couple of viewpoints I do want to express here. Is basically this. I really, really think it's time for us as Americans to really wake up. I mean, we're losing so many rights like every day. First of all, we need to educate ourselves on everything that's going on a day-by-day perspective. It seems our mainstream media isn't really helping us with any real bit of news. Just the news that they want you to know and or understand about, which also is very unfair, if you really think about it. Our mainstream media is very selective in the way that they broaden their news. I mean, there's so many things going on here. So many people going hungry throughout the world. Even here in the United States alone, as people are losing their jobs. You know what I'm saying to you viewers out there? It's just about that time that we really, as Americans, we need to wake up. Also, the news here is who says Al-Qaeda takes credit for bombing. Rita Katz. Who gets us Bin Laden tapes? Rita Katz. And again, with zero profit interest in arresting traitors, Bush and Cheney, for closing 9/11 police investigations, let alone suggesting the arrest of individual responsible for financing the 9/11 terror, General Ahmad. And then how about the child torturer pimp daddy for Muslim toddlers, Kafir Black? Did you know under the freedom forces of Iraq, you can buy an innocent to this world Iraqi child for dear $300 and American Cash. Did you hear after KBR acknowledged that they have gang raped countless American women and some have managed to escape with power of a cell phone? KBR changed their conduct by forbidding all employees / rapists from having such phones in the first place. Think, America, think. Who is Blackwater and KBR individually in America? And why are they not rightfully dead yet by public trials in defense of all women and children? There is no excuse. They are thieves. They are rapists. They are Al-Qaeda escaping from the crime scenes of 9/11, 77, drone strikes, and so on. We, humanity, shall hunt the Bushite terrorists, war crimes, prosecution, with life as our side. We silently defeat these demonic Zionists, enemy forces of Christ, into their early graves by the laws of the lands. Count on it. I'm a son to life. Army imprisoned soldier for singing against stop-loss policy. But it's okay with America that demon grunts sing about the joys of murdering little girls, then falsely blaming the innocent father for war crimes made popular in the Marines' favorite Haji girl hits. Did you know that the Marine who is likely racking in millions of the celebrated crimes hasn't been gunned down by a monster guitar smashing by any six-stringing father who truly loves his precious daughter? Just an innocent Muslim girl loved by the Lord, murdered for America's evil right to further escape such heinous piracy in our name against all screaming creation. American grunts refuse to demand just words broadcasted coast to coast instead of lies because they know their enemy thieves too, maybe. Bushite just don't care for anyone, anyhow, anywhere. If it means freedom defended for others, they'd rather steal it as losers. More on that story in a bit. I will be reporting more on that later. On the guy from the army who's basically rapping about the stop loss. More on that later here on today's program. Also, army imprisons, Also, our unnatural acts, no place for mercy. Having stopped this torture, the Oregon soldiers asked for further orders. What should they do now? The request was delayed, or rather relayed, up far up the chain of command. An answer came back from on high, go away. How about killing grunts all day long? Have good luck. American soldiers do not obey criminal orders. Speak out for the arrest of Bush and Cheney for obstructing justice on 9/11 and the rightful deaths of every last Bushite breathing who mumbles support of further drone terror strikes against innocent people in the marketplaces or as bombings anywhere done to escape the naked treason of the Zionist peanackers. Look, the Bush mob doctored the NIE on Iraq to con America. Con Bushite is Al-Qaeda. They kidnap, torture, and murder the innocent openly as the ungodly war criminal terrorist enemies of everybody. Also in the news, Stanley McChrystal, a history of condoning torture. A freedom fighter of America who wills the torture of innocent people to death, escaped the Pinaker. Vile. The alleged terrorists in Yemen have been in Guantanamo prison. They've been released without trial by the Bush administration, even though they were reported as among the most dangerous detainees. Not an incident. Obama calls it your stupidity of accepting their intelligence failure is not blatantly treasonous. You're a call victim dummy. I want to know why the FBI Customs would not tell Amsterdam to look into what we saw. Why? They are truly refusing to defend ourselves with accounting for how the terror crime was conducted. Their actions of contemptuous silence indicate cares for nabbing the lawless terror savages. Why should they risk anything? It's just a nation being hijacked for more profitable deaths. Instead, Ronald G. Smith being arrested as a traitor to every last American patriot, he's probably up for a cash bonus for forbidding the pursuit of escaping terrorists. Actual terrorists. Do Americans care? I ask for anyone, but for how much they can take illegally from all the others? You recall, America. Al-Qaeda says CIA attack revenge. Is this CIA? Who they fake will actually believe General Ahmad is in Al-Qaeda at the same time? Sacrificing. Bushite kill Bushite for stolen nickel. No honor among thieves. Bush closed 9/11 police investigation. And on and on and on. Check this out more on indiemedia.us. You are listening to the Midwest Indie Media Radio Hour. I'm going to go ahead and take another break. And we're going to jump right back with some more news here on today's program. And don't forget to check out our website. It's www.freewebs.com/WJM. I know I've been slipping up and updating the website for a while, but trust me, I will get into doing that, and I will start updating the website.
Wretched slugs. Don't any of you have the guts to play for blood?
I'm your officer.
So what would you say if I said it's time to die? Would you pray to God for life or would you just say goodbye? Cause every moment goes by and it feels like we're wasting our time. But being saved in the grace of our moment, it seems like everything's right. So give a little thought into the meaning of manic. Cause music means immeasurable pleasure minus the time to panic. And this shit gets so real sometimes I can hardly stand it. And I love to rap, but at this point it's hard to find time to practice. I'm speaking for so many people I feel like Atlas. The dope was the fattest, the over-emotive poet known for rapping. So put your fucking hands in the sky. The name is Solar, I'm never sober, but you won't notice till you get high, fuck this, and tell the crowd to get live. Put your drinks down, fuck it, pick your drinks up and leave life. I need fives, handshakes, and claps, cause killing rhymes is what separates me from this typical rap. And in a battle, his kids could never stand a chance. He sits back with a laugh, he looks mad, I think he shit his pants. I tell you what's what, just shut the fuck up, cause this is my world, bitch, and this is my fight for blood. Everybody, don't you wanna join a fight for blood? Come with me and then I'll tell you what's up. Let's go, it's just another poem. And this I know, this life is kinda nice. I think it's time for me to let it go. So come on everybody, don't you wanna join a fight for blood? Come with me and then I'll tell you what's up. Let's go, it's just another poem. And this I know, this life is kinda nice. I think it's time for me to let it go. I should've listened in the end to all the things in my head. She left me for dead and I'll never forget what she said. What's left, all I got is what's left in my mind. Tears in my eyes, this is another day in my life. It's time to kiss it goodbye. It's time, time to make a change. Every day's the same, till the point is bringing me pain. Remember the name, you'll see me laughing on stage. Put the passion away, an everlasting embrace. Acting strange and dancing like Sage, with another crack in the head and another slap in the face. So fucking pray, pray to your God, and thank you for living, breathing and shitting. And the opportunity despite your stupid opinions. And every other stupid fucker who listens, bruised and abused with two new incisions. And everyone who sings the blues to your useless religion. Black and blue, a new vision, the way this shit's supposed to be like. But people like he won't even need mics, and I will need his life. People like me won't even need mics, and I will need his life. And I will need his life, and I will need his life. All we'll need is life. So come on everybody, don't you wanna join a fight for blood? Come with me and then I'll tell you what's up. Let's go, it's just another poem. And this I know, yo, this life is kinda nice. I think it's time for me to let it go. Yo, yo, you gotta let it go.
And you, music lover, you're next.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Zach Wright. We have roughly 20 minutes to go here on today's program, or this week's program, rather. For those who just tuned in, you're listening to the Midwest Indie Media Radio Hour. and we've basically been covering a lot of exclusive news come from independent news sources from all over the world. This next bit of news is on Rianetta Burns, who looks back on a decade of organizing in East Palo Alto. After Rianetta Burns and other members of Youth United for Community Action helped shut down hazardous waste disposal company Romic Technologies, the nation hailed their action as one of the top 10 youth activism victories of 2007. As 24-year-old Rianetta enters a second decade of organizing in her community of color, she fights for tenants who need relief from illegal rent increases. She says she is not sure what changes the next 10 years will bring to East Palo Alto, but she knows one thing for certain: she will never stop being a community organizer. Growing up in East Palo Alto at the age of 24 years old, Rianetta Burns cannot remember a time when there was not a monster living in her backyard. The monster was a hazardous waste disposal company, Romic Technologies, with billowing smokestacks that spewed foul-smelling chemicals into the low-income community of East Palo Alto. It was a monster that Rianetta and other members of Youth United for Community Action helped shut down. While most had labeled Yuka's goal an unsurmountable challenge, the nation hailed her victory over Romic as one of the top 10 youth activism victories of 2007. Rianetta joined Yuka, then a brand new internship program that placed young people into environmental justice programs, when she was just 14 years old. When toxic waste handler Romic Technologies spilled 4,000 gallons of chemicals into nearby wetlands, Yuka interns subjected the company's safety record to intense scrutiny and discovered a number of dangerous violations. In 1995, Rodrigo Cruz was permanently brain damaged while cleaning chemical sludge, a job for which he was not properly trained. Another employee received second and third degree burns while welding one of the company's tanks, and Romic reported refused at first call 911. Rianetta recalls, "We couldn't believe what we were finding out. There was a lot more going on behind closed doors that we were seeing and smelling in the air. The cases of injured workers did not receive appropriate medical attention at Romic," inspired Rianetta to pursue becoming a certified emergency medical technician. After graduating from high school in 2003, she went on to college in Southern California and continued working with Yuka. No longer a student intern, she became an educator in the program, teaching teenagers who showed up at Yuka's East Palo Alto office after school statistics how deep decipher the MARAD acronyms used in political action, and the importance of networking with other local organizations. "Yuka is not a place to hang out," she says, of the tiny office in a quiet neighborhood. "When you come to us, you might get tutoring help, but more likely you are going to learn how to make East Palo Alto a better place." Now entering a second decade of community organizing, Rianetta fights in Yuka's battle for affordable, decent housing in East Palo Alto. Giant landlordship Page Mill Properties went into receivership in 2009, which led to some long overdue changes fought for by the Yuka members, including improved apartment complex maintenance. However, Page Mill raised rents in violation of the city's rent stabilization ordinance before its financial collapse. Rianetta refuses to give up on the tenants who need relief and is working to roll back rents in Page Mill apartments. While she is not sure what changes a new decade will bring to East Palo Alto, she knows one thing is for certain: she will never stop being a community organizer. Also in the news, is referring to the houses of Al Cuds, ethnic cleansing in East Jerusalem. In Silwan, a neighborhood of East Jerusalem, adjacent to the Old City, Palestinian families sometimes demolish their own homes when the notice comes because they can't afford to pay the fines levied upon people after the army bulldozes their houses. Sometimes the eviction notice gives them days, and other times just a few hours to pull out several generations of possessions before the house is demolished. Sometimes people are given 15 minutes to get out of the house before tear gas is fired through the windows. Israel has occupied East Jerusalem since 1967, transferring thousands of Palestinians from the East Jerusalem, which legally obliges the Israeli government to follow the Geneva Conventions that prohibit destruction of housing and property of occupied people. Israel's annexion of East Jerusalem is internationally unrecognized and is Israel's claim to all of Jerusalem as its unified capital. But Jerusalem, the Palestinian capital known in Arabic as Al-Quds, is a key battleground in the demographic war that Israel is waging to reduce density of Palestinians, with housing struggle as a primary weapon. The goal is to create a solid Jewish majority throughout occupied East Jerusalem, with contagious connections to the massive illegal settlements blocks spreading out into the West Bank. 500,000 Israeli settlers currently colonize the West Bank, with more than a third of those in East Jerusalem. Six of us who are war resistors, which are U.S. military veterans and conscientious objectors and civilian anti-militarist organizers, travel to Israel and also through Palestine during the month of November as a delegation called Dialogues Against Militarism, meeting with the Palestinian activists and Israeli anti-militarists and refusenics. One November morning, they sat in a protest tent to build atop the roof of one of the 88 houses scheduled for demolition in the center of Silwan. The walls are hung with banners reading, "We will never leave our home," and renderings of olive trees with deep roots. Organizers from Bustan Local Committee explained to us that this area of Silwan has been targeted for demolition to make way for a religious themed parky site. The private right-wing corporation Elad, which has been developing the City of David tourist site and Bustan while dragging under permitted tunnels under the old city, gained control over Silwan's archaeological sites when the Israeli Antiquities Authority became dependent on its funding. Just as religious sentiment was used to tear down the old city neighborhood that was demolishing to create a plaza much bigger than the worshiping area adjacent to the Western Wall, Al-Ed and other settler corporations used religion to access public support and sometimes public funding. The plan is to level every house in the Bustan district, leaving 1,500 Jerusalemites homeless. But East Jerusalem's Palestinian families, most of them refugees already from the Nakba of 1948, are fighting to keep their homes. A father of seven who helps coordinate Made Horizon Silwan, the protest community building center, explained to us his choice of nonviolent struggle. He talked about the challenges of teaching tolerance and peace to kids to watch the demolitions of their own and friends' houses and grow up angry. How internal social issues like family violence are exacerbated and then often not dealt with. As people fight for survival, several protest/community centers in East Jerusalem prioritize young programming against Israeli restrictions that have even disbanded soccer clubs for Palestinian kids. He talks about feeling robbed of possibilities that other people experience, struggling for basics while children in other parts of the world have so much more opportunity. Quote, the world has to move forward together, he says. It's not just about my happiness, but everyone's. End of quote. He discusses how it benefits everyone for families to be happy, healthy, and warm. And then he explains how important it is that there are Israelis like Maya Wind, our Shminstrom, sorry, can't pronounce that, and his Hebrew food 12th graders who publicly refuse military service. Friend who's brought us here and who has formed deep bonds with families in these neighborhoods through her work with the Israeli Committee Against Home Demolitions and Rabbis for Human Rights. It's so important for my children to meet her, someone from the other side, to work together, to know some Jews care. To learn more about the center, you can go to www.midatilwan.org. And please consider donating to them. They operate the only library in Silwan and are looking for donations of good condition children's books in English and Hebrew. After visiting Silwan, Maya took us to Sheikh Jarrah, the neighborhood where police and settler violence has been reaching new heights. We went to meet the Jiwas, or Gawis, or Jawis rather, which is a family who were evicted in August and still sleep outside their home across the street. The mattress they sleep on under a tarp must be stood on end every day, or the police will tear the tent down, as they have many times already. Private security guards, unsurprisingly dark-skinned, as Israel exploits every possible method of divide and control based on race and ethnicity. Guard and Israeli settlers in Jawis House. As with another family in the neighborhood, Israelis and internationals slept with the families for the last months before their displacement, until finally on August 2nd, the soldiers came before dawn, broke their windows, cuffed the adults and threw the children around, and took their house. The Jawas are already refugees of Nakba. They were driven from Haifa, which is a hilly city where Zionist militias rolled barrels of explosives downhill into Palestinian neighborhoods. The Hanouns down the street were similarly evicted on August 2nd when a small charges blew up their doors at 4:30 in the morning. A company called Nahala Shimon International plans to demolish the homes of the Hanouns, Gawis, and others in order to construct a 200-unit settlement. Sheikh Jarrah was built by Jordan and the United Nations after the Nakba to house displaced Palestinians. Right-wing settler movements have targeted East Jerusalem as a key area to colonize and are claiming land ownership from British or Ottoman times, predating the homes. Courts collaborate with racially discriminatory policy by upholding settler claims, often on criminal pretexts. One resident told us of settlers breaking into a funeral to fingerprint his grandmother's corpse to manipulate their claims proceedings. The policy is clearly racist in its absolute one-sided application. Palestinians who still hold keys and deeds to homes they were born in have no ability to claim their houses or return home. Yet the Israelis who are colonizing homes in Sheikh Jarrah are not descendants of previous residents and have no previous connection to these houses. Many Israeli settlers slash colonists throughout the West Bank are recent immigrants, often from the United States. While Palestinian claims of house ownership in West Jerusalem molder in court, never ratified. How will the precedent set by Israeli courts here evolve the struggles over land and housing in Israel and also in Palestine? While courts order Palestinian families into the streets of Sheikh Jarrah based on the spurious ownership claims by Jews, international negotiations have broken for years over the questions of Jerusalem's identity and on the right for Palestinian refugees to return to their actual homes. Al-Kurd, after being evicted, she'd be willing to give her Sheikh Tahrir home to sellers if she could move back into her original house in Tel Baye, which is on West Jerusalem. So will Israel reverse its policy and begin honoring the deeds of, and claims of Palestinians? Well, a few days after our visit, news broke of approval to build 900 new housing units in Gilo, one of the biggest settlements adjacent to Jerusalem, where 40,000 colonists already live outside the Green Line. In the same week, more Palestinian homes in East Jerusalem were demolished, despite attempts by neighbors to block the entrance to the neighborhood. Just after they returned home, the Al-Kurd family were evicted yet again, and a mural painted on their long, low garden wall was painted over with Stars of David. They are confined to a section of their house, sharing the yard and entrance with the settlers, who burned out in the yard everything flammable from the section of the house they moved into, and who make death threats against the Al-Kurds. Since their delegation returned to San Francisco, they've been keeping touch with Israeli activists in Al-Quds, Jerusalem, who are involved in the housing struggles. As they were preparing their first report back in December, they heard stories of the weekly protests in Sheikh Jarrah on the street where the Jahawis and also the Al-Kurds live outside their houses. All 28 families in this neighborhood are under real threat of eviction. 500 people are slated to become homeless. On the first night of Hanukkah, the border police broke loose in waves of violence, and the Palestinians, Israelis, and internationals who were assembling non-violently with police permit on the street. 23 people were arrested, held illegally for 40 hours, including a stint in the Al-Kurd's house where the settlers are living, and then released with an order barring them from entering Sheikh Jarrah for a month. We heard that in the middle of the violence, police beating, pepper spraying the face of a handcuffed professor, dragging people across the stones, which is a typical Palestinian moment, occurred. An elder from one of the evicted families has prepared a trayful of strong, sweet coffee in little cups. He went through the crowd offering coffee to the protesters in the manner of extending hospitality that our delegation experienced so many times while in the West Bank as the police swarmed and struck people around him. The struggle is not new to people who experience or of displacement when they were children and who know they belong on the land, despite what the police, army, courts, and colonists say. Now, in late December, as police continued to arrest protesters every Friday outside these families' homes, they aware that Israel's housing ministry has approved plans to build almost 700 new apartments in three Jewish settlements in East Jerusalem. Ideologically motivated settlers, as opposed to settlers whose primary motivation for becoming colonists is the government subsidies of the settlement, brought their anger into the streets earlier this month when a toothless settlement freeze was announced. 10,000 marched in West Jerusalem. Houses and cars and a mosque was burned, and settlers threatened to invade Al-Aqsa Mosque. Despite the freeze, construction continued on thousands of West Bank units. Many of these units are built on privately owned Palestinian land, often seized first by the military for security purposes before being turned over to settlement contractors. Now, settlers are expanding what they call a price tag campaign to raise the cost of any slowdown on the settlement expansion by targeting Palestinian civilians. On Christmas at midnight, 30 settlers broke into Sabag family's home, knifed and punched teenagers, and kicked a pregnant woman's stomach. Later in the day, 20 settlers attacked the Jahawis with stones. When an Israeli ambulance finally arrived, the medics refused to treat or transport the injured Palestinian children. The combination of street violence by right-wing radicals in collaboration with policies of racial discrimination enacted by state institutions and upheld by its officials on every level from the courts to the police, it's not unfamiliar to use as U.S. citizens. They recognize this toxic blend in their community home too, just as many elements of Israeli society, which is so heavily militarized, it's hard to call it a civil society. We call our own. Now, Palestinian residents of different East Jerusalem neighborhoods and Israeli activists with organizations including the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions, Anarchists Against the Wall, and Rabbis for Human Rights are strategizing together and marching together. Every week, more people are arrested. Settlers attack Palestinian adults, and children on the street and homes are demolished or seized. And every week, the protests have grown larger, from 50 just a few weeks ago to 500 this past Friday. New videos of each protest post on YouTube each week. Last week, they saw one of the co-founders of Breaking Silence being marched by the police into the temporary holding area of occupied Al-Kurd house, tossing off a Shabbat Shalom to the camera. And right there, I'm going to have to stop because we are reaching towards the end of our program. You are listening to the Midwest Indie Radio Hour. I'm Zach Wyatt, and I will be back next week with all new news and music and so much more. This is Zach Wyatt from Midwest Indie Media Radio Hour saying, up the rebels and peace.
Seventh chamber, Buddhist palm, 23rd Dawah song, birth of a shogun, bow to no one, white crane wushu, man is kung fu, we use tai chi to deflect antimatter cosmic energy, kundalini yoga, the path of Yoda, lyrical meditation, manifestation.
Seventh level Zen, freeze my ghetto blaster. My third eye thrills with heads like a helicopter. Cyber choppers, my verse is spiritual as the proverbs. Which I stay proper like a cybernetic monster. Listen and make sure you invite my afternoon delight. Catastrophic fight, I swing swords with all of my might.
Samurai funk, bulletproof monk, mystical magnetic imposition in your system. I'm the nucleus, you're frozen. Hater nation, Muhammad chosen. Synthesized metabolism, Blackfoot Indian. Tomahawk chop, your sword block. Last of the Mohicans, truth seeking. First ray of light, lightsaber fight. Thank you.